According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, one of the leading causes of injury and death in the U.S. is traffic accidents. And while wrong-way crashes are only a small percentage of those, there has been an outbreak of them on Tampa Bay area roads in recent months. The latest crash happened Monday night near Crystal River, where a driver was heading southbound in the northbound lanes of U.S. 19. It did not end well. Two people were killed. And at last check, the wrong-way driver was clinging to life in an Ocala hospital. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports that most of these deadly wrong-way accidents share a common thread.
How fast is he moving?
Pretty fast. He just blew past me.
He's northbound in the southbound lane. Is that correct?
Witnesses and law enforcement describe headlights coming at you on the interstate as shocking, a nightmare, and in the 911 call we just heard, it was deadly. That accident in February was one of six that have killed more than a dozen people on Tampa Bay area roads this year. Here's Sergeant Steve Gaskins with the Florida Highway Patrol.
Unfortunately, 2014 has been a very tragic year, especially dealing with the wrong-way crashes. And can't really say why this year's we've seen such the numbers that we have.
The stories of these crashes and arrests of others who have been stopped by law enforcement for driving the wrong way have people looking for an explanation.
Frequently that we have years where there's very few that we have crashes to begin with or wrong-way incidents to begin with. So again, this year is an anomaly.
In four of the accidents, toxicology reports show a blood alcohol content level, or BAC, at 0.17 or higher. The legal limit is 0.08. Toxicology reports haven't been released yet for the other wrong-way crashes.
And in the cases that we have confirmed, for example, we're looking at alcohol levels, you know, two and three times the legal limit. And you're talking about people that are so far intoxicated that, you know, they're missing the entire world around them.
Dr. Dari Fiorentino researches the impacts of drugs and alcohol on human performance.
Somebody could be impaired without necessarily showing signs of intoxication. And it's really hard to judge impairment, and that is why we go to great lengths to train police officers and drug recognition experts to detect those very subtle signs.
That's why he says you can't always tell by looking at someone if they've had too much to drink.
Very high-level cognitive functions become negatively affected by alcohol at even relatively low BACs, like 0.02, 0.03, 0.04. And so the decision to drive, which is a judgment call, is actually affected by the alcohol. So once we start drinking, the decision to drive is affected by the alcohol.
He says any amount of alcohol can impact your ability to drive.
So once we start drinking, the decision to drive is affected by the alcohol. And that's why people think, oh, yes, yes, I can do it. Of course I can drive. But in reality, they can't and they shouldn't.
Out on the roads, law enforcement is stepping up DUI patrols. And Chris Carson with the Florida Department of Transportation says they are working on engineering improvements.
Of course, every interstate exit has the wrong way signs. Wrong way, do not enter. But we're looking at even more increased signage and looking at pavement markings as well to see how we can possibly stop this.
The hope is it will prevent 911 calls like this.
Yes, we have a driver heading north in a southbound lane, or north on 275.
From coming in. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
Get the latest on Florida's efforts to prepare for Ebola and follow the big money for and against the medical marijuana amendment on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.